Okay, so our focus today is to share some ha'aros according to the daf here in Daf Yud Aleph in Chulin on the topic of Rov. So Tosfos and Yud Aleph Amid Aleph Dibra Maschel Avol Hecha Delayef Leleis Lamba. Tosfos raises the question, why don't we always say, why don't we just learn from Kol Karbonos to Dachu Shabbos V'lo Chayishin on Shem Yimotzi Karbon Treifa and you were Machal Shabbos? So Tosfos says, you can't prove that. V'nirali De'en Yochel Ochiach Misham So Tosfos says you can't prove it from here, because when it comes to karbonos, it's similar to pikuach nefesh that the Torah told you to be docha Shabbos even in a case of safek. So it's not because we're relying on the rov, just like in a case of pikuach nefesh, when we are choshish even for the miut. So it's not indication of karbonos that you're going to be following the rov. So this Tosfos is very interesting in the fact that it connects Shabbos and for karbonos and pikuach nefesh. See, there is an alternative to this Tosfos, the Rabbeinu Peretz, quoted by the Shita Mekubetzes, here in my edition, it's in page Reish Tesvav, he answers, Shaini Tzimidu Musaf in the Efshel Levot Kanach HaShchita, V'ikel Lameimer Dachikam Rachman HaShiyitcha Shabbos Ad Shiyimtza Treifa, V'akol Tam Echad. So he gives a technical point, but Tosfos, by the fact that Tosfos links Karbonos on Shabbos and Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos, I think that's a very significant statement. And I'll tell you why. Because there is an amazing tshuva, a very lengthy tshuva, that appears in the Shalos and Tshuvas Ein Yitzchak, in Chelek Aleph, in Simen Tesvav. Here, the Gaon, Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan Spector, is marich on a previous chiddush that he discusses, and that is whether or not we should make the following suggestion. Maybe on Shabbos you should have two kohanim shecht at the same time, bevas achas, every karbon. Why would you do that? Yes, so it's shnayim shasua. Well, what's the premise of that suggestion? The premise of that suggestion is that karbonos on Shabbos are dechuya rather than hutra. That's the starting point. So, how did I find this? Because Rav Shechter once in a shiur quoted this Shalos and Tshuvas Ein Yitzchak. It's Chelek Aleph Simen Tesvav. So if you go there, it's a very long tshuva. It's got like 45 sections in it. And it's amazing. So what Rav Yitzchak Elchanan is doing is trying to demonstrate, he's discussing, that perhaps this is incorrect, or maybe it is correct. Do we say that korbanos on Shabbos are hutra or dechuya? So he says, when it comes to tumah, the Gemara has discussion Maseches Yevamos, Yuma, whether tumah is hutra b'tzibur or dechuya b'tzibur. And he wants to suggest that maybe there's a difference, that even if you're going to say tumah is hutra b'tzibur when it comes to korbanos, maybe Shabbos is only dechuya. Well then, what does he bring into this discussion? He brings into this discussion the question of pikuach nefesh. Now, I didn't go through the tshuva b'dikduk rav, so he may have quoted this Tosfos, but I was wondering if this Tosfos is very important, because Tosfos himself is drawing the link between karbonos and pikuach nefesh. And so depending on how you view pikuach nefesh, it'll give you some insight on how you do karbonos, and the vice versa, because this question is also a question in the reverse. If you look in the Chabadas, in Rav Avadya's Tshuvas, in Chelek Dalad, Simen Lamed, he asked the question, Chol sheish bo sakana shemachal on ovla vasa Shabbos, ha'im tzrichem lizor shalolas shumalocha she'im ba mishu bekoach nefesh ala chole. Oh, mikivet shenitna ha'shabbos lidachas beglah bekoach nefesh, mutalasas malocha, lahakal mimachol v'yisur v'shala chole. Avu pishayim ha'toelas klab, and okay, alamatzah v'hamasukan. Can you do other ancillary things to benefit this chola, even if they're not going to be directly related to his ailment. He has a chol sheishpo sakana. The question is, what does that include? Is that a limited definition or an expansive definition? This is probably. It's other, it's other things that they're not going to address the pikuach nefesh status. So this is actually, I believe, this is the longest tshuva of Rav Avadya in the Yechavas Das tshuvas, which are generally short. This tshuva has 10 sections, and this is Chelek Dalet Simen Lamed, and it's totally on this question as to whether or not pikuach nefesh on Shabbos is hutra or dechuya, which is a major machlokas. So, according to our Tosfos, these two questions, Rav Yitzchak Elchanan's question about whether or not korbanos on Shabbos are hutra d'chuya, and Rav Avadya's question about pikuach nefesh on Shabbos, they're actually connected. Tosfos connects them. So, Elchanan points to two other Tosfosin. One is the Tosfos in Brachos on Daf Chaf Amar Aleph, Dibra Hamaskel Sheva Al Tase. Brachos Chaf Amar Aleph. Where Tosfos is discussing here, the Gemara here is discussing the issue of Kavod HaBrios Docha Lo Sasesha B'Torah. That's the context of the sugya. So Tosfos wonders, Nazir B'Koin Gadol Kuma Sehu Diyitame L'meis V'Tirat Rashi D'Kro Golilon D'Lav D'Lo Yitame Lo Nemar Gabi Meis Mitzvah. Rashi says, well, you can't really compare cases in general to the case of Nazir and the Kohen Gadol being metame to a meis mitzvah. Why? Because in the context of meis mitzvah, lo nemar, the iser of lo yitama was never said, which is at minimum a formulation of hutra. It might even be more. You know, if you look in the Sukkah and Shabbos or Blaz Demila, maybe there's something called lo nemra, which may be even beyond the level of hutra. But at least, Tosfos says, quotes Rashi, oh, you can't bring any cases from there because those cases, it's lo nemra, it's for sure dechuya. So then Tosfos says, lo neira, dim kein. Hutra, excuse me. Hutra or lo nemra, either way. Kol mokam damina che'ese do v'lasese likre she'valtas ve'hech karele dechia. Ema she'eno dechia to'asam lo nemra halav. So why don't you just say, in lots of other cases, lo nemra? So Rav Yitzchak Elchanan says, look carefully, you see from here that Tosfos thinks that Shabbos, Pesach, excuse me, Mila, Tamid, and Pesach, that are Docha Shabbos, they're clearly Duchuya, not Lonemra. This is one of his rayas. His other rayas from a Tosfos in Yevamos, it starts on Hayamad Beis Diva Maskel Taima. Yevamos Hayamad Beis Diva Maskel Taima, going over to Hayamad Beis Diva Maskel Taima, going over to Vav Amud Aleph, where Tosfos is trying to figure out whether or not you can learn Korbanos Pesach, Mila, and Tamid from a Kal V'Chomer in the context of Esi Dochelos Esi from Kibbut Av Eim. So Rabbi Elchanan says, wait a second, how did Tosfos think you could learn Korbanos on Shabbos from Kibbut Av Eim? The sugi here is Asei Dochalos Asei. So it must be that Pesach, Tamid, and Mila are Dechia. Because if they were Hutra, so then you would say, I can't learn one from the other. There are a lot of nafkaminas between Dechuya and Hutra. Now one is, do you have to find ways to circumvent it? And others. So the context of that Gemara is the marker for Esek Docholos Esek. That's the sugi over there. But the point is that I want to point out from this Tosfos is just that you see that Tosfos is very significant for this issue because of the fact that Tosfos hinges them one on the other. We have a huge machlokas rishon, and that's what Rav Yitzchak Elchanan quotes there. Big machlokas rishonim, whether or not pikuach nefesh on Shabbos is hutra or dechuya. Even within Shitas HaRambam, the Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, right, dechuya hi pikuach nefesh, and well, there's a big tumult, there's a huge taharam, whether the Rambam uses the word dechuya in the narrow legal technical sense, or it doesn't mean dechuya in the colloquial sense that we talk about it like the technical halachic sense of dechuya. It means really hudra, even though he says the word dechuya. So that's a big machlokas. That's what Rav Avadya is dealing with in this machlokas. But the chiddush of Tosfos is that the two are connected. According to Tosfos, if Tosfos says that korbanos on Shabbos are dechuya, so he's going to have to say that pikuach nefesh on Shabbos is dechuya. And if he holds that pikuach nefesh on Shabbos is dechuya, he's going to have to say that korbanos on Shabbos are dechuya. That's a very, very, I think, significant ha'ara that this Tosfos is making. That's number one.
And that second Tosfos is himself,
you said? The second Tosfos is Yevamos Hamad Beis going over to Bava and Aleph. So second ha'ara. What's that? Yechardas is Dalid, Chelik Dalid, Simen Lamed. Second ha'ara. The Gemara then goes on to try to prove that we learn the concept of Zilba Saruva, of Ruba Delesa Kaman, on the bottom of the Amud, from the Sawyer Hamishtalayach. We know they need to be Shneim Shavim, and the Gemara says, well, you're not going to be able to check it because Loya Magiyam Al Machzit Sahar Achinase Evarim Evarim. So where is that from? That's a Mishnah in Yuma. So the Ramban here notes that the principle of Evarim Evarim is not so pashut, right? The Ramban in Divra Maskel Vahatanan, it's actually in brackets in my edition, he says, wait a minute. Kashali Vaha'anan Mita Oraisa Minolan Kamrina. We're talking about a Dinda Oraisa. Where does it ever say in the Pasuk that the animal has to be Nisrasek Evarim Evarim? You want to know Ruba Delesa Kaman Minatora? This is not a good dechia. The fact that the Mishnah tells you that, in point of fact, historically, the animal was always smashed to bits, but that's not a din, is it? So the Ramban answers, the Ramban says, Kevan dechsiv el eretz gezera, lechatchila bo itzuk, sheheinase bo evarim evarim. Since the Pasuk says that you send the soyer mishtaleach el eretz gezera, so it must be that minatora lechatchila, you have to push it off of a cliff, which could smash it into a million pieces. And memela, according to the Doraisa level, you will have a case where you have to be somewhere on the rove. Because if you're pushing it off of a cliff, lechatchil doraisa, where it could get smashed to avarim avarim, so that means the Torah is telling you that in a case where it would get smashed to a million pieces, you have to be somewhere on the roof. Now, in a chanami, b'di'evet, if you pushed it off, and that's what he points out, that he quotes from a Yerushalmi, the Ramban does, that unfortunately, in later generations, when the spiritual stature of the Jewish people was diminished, Rachman al-Litzlan, so they didn't have this Evarim Evarim. So the Ramban is saying, Minatora lechatchila, you have to push it off of a cliff, that is roy, to smash it into Evarim Evarim. Oh, so that's what I was going to say. This Ramban raises for us the Tosfos, in Nida and Daf Samach Vav Amid Beis Divar Maskel Kol, which Tosfos loves to point out, where the Tosfos teaches us that it is possible to have lechatchila and bidieved on a Doraisa level. Tosfos Nida Samach Vav Amid Beis Divar Maskel Kol Haroy. So there, Tosfos distinguishes between mitzvos and what we call, what Rav Shechter would call, a matir. The difference between tefillah versus... Exactly. So we invoke this in the context of shechita. Shechita being a mitzvah versus a matir, and whether or not you could talk about lechatchila b'di'evet. Exactly. So here you have another example. So it sounds like, according to the Ramban, it's lechatchila midoraisa, you need a tzuk shenaseh bo evarim evarim. B'di'evet, any tzuk will suffice. How could that be? How could you have lechatchila doraisa? The answer is, Tosa says, of course you can have lechatchila doraisa. The Torah will give you the basic fulfillment, and then the ultimate fulfillment, the platinum fulfillment, the best way to fulfill it. And this is another example, lechura. As opposed to when you have something that's a matir, a person either was or was not tamei, they were or they were not tahor. So there's no room for lechatchila and b'dieven. So I think this. The Ramban on this point, it's not a matir. So this is the next tahara that this Ramban lechora fits with Shitas Tosos. Next tahara, the Gemara then goes on to try to prove this concept of rov from Makya Ova V'imo. So we had the Tosas Nima Baskel Kagon with the accompanying Pnei Yeshua about whether or not, or how do you define what is, I think you mentioned in your Chabura, right? The Pnei Yeshua? You didn't mention the Chabura? Oh, Rav Shechta mentioned his Chabura. What does it mean you say in Tosas Nima Baskel Kagon, Dehamid Ha'ein Becheskas Tzadekes, Ayin Shama the Pnei Yeshua, that was Kiddushin, I'm sorry, Gittin Yud Zayin. So the Ramban here asks a question. The Ramban says, wait a minute. How can you say that we're going to follow Mishum Da'amin and Zilba Saruva and Ro B'ilo Sachar Habal, and that's how you can establish the paternity? He says, why don't you say this is a problem? This is a Rove Hatoli B'maisa. And Rove Hatoli B'maisa is not an adequate Rove. As the Gemara says in Bechorus on Daf Yutes Amid Beis, going over to Chaf Amid Aleph. So we don't follow Rov Hatolib B'maisa. So how does this Rov get off the ground? So Tosfos there provides an answer. Tosfos there on Chaf Amid Aleph in Bechorus says, when we say that Rov Hatolib B'maisa doesn't work, that's not referring to a Rov of Be'ilos of Bnei Adam, that's referring to a rove of Be'ilos of Behemos. So the language of that Tosfos is interesting. It's not 100% clear when Tosfos uses this phrase. Tosfos says, and there's even a little bit of a Girsa problem in the Tosfos. Tosfos in Dibra Maskel Ravina. Tosfos says, "Tashmish de Adam lo choshev toli b'maisa, kamo tashmish de behema." And then it says, "Dipa amim," and then on the side, they change it to "Lifa amim." De bi behema, sarach laharvia kedar b'hasocher esapolim mutal hachnis kemirkol b'shoferes. So there is an etziv that some discussed earlier, the Meshiv Davar, that Shuvan the Nation of Davar, I went through it. It's not 100% clear to me exactly what he and the interlocutor are saying. But this Tosfos is an answer to the Ramban's question. The Ramban says, Rov B'ilo Sachar Abal is a Rov HaTolib B'maisa. And the answer is no. Tosfos says, Rov B'ilo Sachar Abal is not Rov HaTolib B'maisa. So what's the pshat? Why is it not a Rov HaTolib B'maisa? So, on a simple level, perhaps what you could say, and this is why Tosfos mentions Dipa Omim to Behema Tzarech Laharvia, is that Rov HaTolib B'maisa means something that requires intervention. As opposed to Rov B'ilo Sachar Abal, that doesn't require special intervention, that's just the normal course of events. And I think we can sharpen this a little bit, or add some Havana. What does this mean? What does it mean when you talk about a Rov HaTolib B'maisa? So for this, Ayin, take a look in the Shailos and Tshuvos of Rav Yosef Shaul Natanzon. Shailos and Tshuvos, Shaul Umeshiv, the first volume, She'ela Zayin, a tshuva to his father, Avi Mori Arava Gon V'chuli Moreno Arav Aryeh Leibush Nero Yair B'inyan Ruba D'Toli B'maisa. So he has a discussion with his father about the concept of Rov HaTolib B'maisa. This is Shailos and Tshuvos Shaul Umeshiv Aleph Zayin.
Did you find this one in also?
No, so this I found in the Stechemed. So if you look in the Stechemed, is Ma'areches Reish Klal Chaf Dalid. I think it was Klal Chaf Dalid, around there. So there he says, if you want to know about Rov HaTola B'maisa, look in the Shalos and Tshuvos Sholem Eshiv. So his father distinguished, Rav Yosef Shaul Natanson's father distinguished between the following two cases. He quotes a Tosfos who says that you're only allowed to buy tefillin from a mumcha because maybe he won't check it. However, the din is, if you find tefillin, you're allowed to wear them. So the question is, what's going on? Why is it that when you buy tefillin, you can only buy them from a mumcha because rechoshish, maybe the guy didn't check them? Why don't you say, rov people who stole tefillin, check their tefillin? Rove the people who check their tefillin, buy tefillin, check their tefillin. So he says, well, I'll tell you why. Because the Ramban says... Well, exactly. Because he says, on the one hand, we say, you don't rely on the rove when it comes to the purchaser who is coming, but when you find it. So he says, I'll tell you why, simply. Because the Ramban says, a rove hatoli b'maisa is no good. So this case, to say that the person who is the seller went out of his way to check the tefillin, that we don't say. You don't say that the guy went to check his tefillin. But when it comes to the finding the tefillin, so then we do say, Rov Mitzuin Eitzel Tefillin Mumchen Hein. Meaning, what says the Sholem Eshiv says, let me explain it to you. And I think this is very important for our Gemara. He says, it depends who you're talking about. He says, are you talking about the seller? If you relate to the seller, then you have to ask the question, did he do the Maisa of checking? But when you're talking about finding the tefillin, you're donning on the cheftza of the tefillin themselves. You're donning on the product. So now, in a Hanami, of course, whether or not the tefillin were checked does involve a person actually going on checking on them. But you're not asking about the person. Similarly, he says, when we say Rov Mitzuin Eitzel Shchita Mumchen Heim, doesn't that also mean a Rov HaTolei B'Maisa? Isn't every Rov Mitzuin Eitzel Shchita Mumchen Heim predicated on a Rov HaTolei B'Maisa, that the guy did the Shchita properly? He says, no. You know why? Because here, what's happening is we're asking about the meat. We're asking about the meat. Was the meat Nasa Behechsher? So, the Rov says that the meat was Nasa Behechsher. You're not asking about the Shochet. When, in a Hanami, when you're asking about the Shochet, then you have to ask the question, did the person learn or did they not learn? So bringing it back here to our issue, I think this could be another piece of the puzzle, which is, the Gemara says that the parents, you know, Rov Be'ilos Achar Habal, but you can ask, when you're trying to be poshit this shaila about whether the kid violated Maka Ova V'Imo, so maybe this is another answer. Maybe the reason why this is not called a Rov HaTolei B'Maisa is because you're not donning on the parents. You're donning on the child. So in Achanami, the parents, they did a Maisa to bring us to this point. But the question is, and maybe what the Dion here is exactly, is about this question. Is this a paternity question? Or you could say, every paternity question. Is it donning on this child? And then you'll say, the question of Rov HaTolei B'Maisa goes away. Or do you say like the Ramban, perhaps, and what the Ramban maybe is saying is that every paternity question is really a shaila about what kind of parents these are, what kind of activities they did. Meaning, the Ramban, by invoking the principle of Rov HaTolei B'Maisa, is understanding that the Rov that we're dealing with really is about the parents. But perhaps the fact that Tosfos isn't bothered by this. Either it could be because Tosfos and Bechoro said that this is not a Rova Tola B'maisa, because Be'ila is, that's natural, that's ordinary. Or maybe it's different. Maybe you could say that, similar to what the Sholem Eishiv is saying, that when you're donning on the child, it's not a shayla of Rova Tola B'maisa anymore. In Achanami, every Rove has a historical record that may involve a Maisa. I have an animal in front of me. It's shechted. Yeah, of course that presupposes that somebody did a maisa in the past, but that doesn't mean that the rov that you're looking at now, the ruba, the leisa, come on, is a question of a rov hatoli b'maisa. Yes, now.
So isn't it the first case, in the tefillin case, that it's kavua versus not kavua? I mean, when I buy tefillin from someone, it's like the case in the shechita. Right? When I went to the butcher, and I bought a piece of meat, I say, I can't rely on rove. When I find a piece of meat, I rely on rove. It's the same thing.
Ruba de Issa Kamon is when you have a number of things. Ruba de Leisa Kamon is when you have an assumption. So here, we only have one tefillin seller. It's only one guy. It's not that you have 10 stores and you don't know which one. It's one guy. And we don't know whether this person, it's not that you have a statistical rove. We don't know what kind of person is he. Is he scrupulous or not scrupulous? So that's why it's not a Ruba de Issa Kamon. It's not called a Parish Ruba Parish case. It's not Kavua. It's only one. There's only one sofer. We just want to know whether or not he's scrupulous or unscrupulous. So this Ha'ara of the Ramban brings us to, we really need to think about what is the Hagdara of Rov HaTole B'maisa, right? So you have Tosfos answer that Be'ilas Adam is not called a Rov HaTole B'maisa because that's the normal. There's no intervention. You have the other answer, this suggestion now that it's not called a Rov HaTole B'maisa because Rov HaTole B'maisa is not really the Nidon here. The Nidon is the child. And you have the third answer, which is the Ramban's answer himself, which is that, what are we dealing with? We're dealing with a Rov that's Tole B'maisa and a Miyat that's Tole B'maisa. When do we say that there is a problem with a Rov HaTole B'maisa? That's when you have an asymmetrical relationship between the Rov and the Miyat. The Rov is Tole B'maisa, and that's weak, and the Miyat is not Tole B'maisa. So that's stronger. But in Achanami, the Ramban says, in this case, both of them are Tole B'maisa. Yes?
That child is a mamzer. If he has children, does the father's avos affect grandchildren?
So that's part of the question in that sugya and ksubas about how the parents relate to the children. L'chura, you know, that may be somehow related to this, although it's different because there, it's more of a status question than it is a rov question. Yes?
Would you say, just based on the Shagatari Gemara, meaning the two responses of the Gemara are going to be that about the rovilos acharba and then in amputrabos larayos, that it seems to be talking about the promiscuity of the couple or not, you know, whatever.
Yes.
And not a din on the ben.
Right, so that's the question. Is that, when the Gemara raises that question, so Ramban says, look, you see, it's a Rov HaTole B'maisa.
Right.
But the fact that the Gemara doesn't say, isn't this a problem of Rov HaTole B'maisa, the answer could be, we're basing this Rov as the, you know, the historical basis for the Nidon that we have right now. Okay, I want to get a couple more Ha'aras before we move on. Tosfos here, in Dibur Maaseh Leichush, in the context of the murder case, raises the question, in the case in Sanhedrin, Ayin Tes Amud Beis, of the Taruvis of Niskalin and Nisrafin. So why is it that when you have a Taruvis of Niskalin and Nisrafin, you don't follow the Rov? Tosfos asks this question here, in Sanhedrin and in Tzvachim. So Tosfos here gives you an answer from the Rabbeinu Tam, where he says, since he's going to be killed anyway, you don't follow the rov to determine what that person's death is, what that person's mode of ketila is. And then he says, maybe it's kavua. Look at the Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Peyamid Beis Dibur Maaseh on his skull, and he quotes Rabbeinu Tam, a different answer, that you don't say azlina basa rov, l'chayev hazakai mikol v'kol. And Tosfos and Zvachim, Ayin Aleph, Amud Aleph, Dibur Maaseh Afilu at the end, quotes both of these Tirutzim. Both the one from here in our Tosfos and the one in Sanhedrin. So the first teretz there they give is, you don't follow the Rov since he's getting killed anyway. And the second teretz is, You don't give the guy skila lemisha'eno because ruba lo avdinan davar sheker. So what does Tosus mean that you don't invoke Rove in these cases because he's going to die anyway? And the second answer, what does it mean that you don't invoke Rove to be mechave of somebody who is Zakai? But the bottom line is, shouldn't you just say you follow the Rove, and whether or not objectively in Klapei Shmaya they know the reality of life that he's Chayav, it shouldn't matter. So Rabbi Chanan has an explanation of this. In the Kovitz Shurim in Chelek Beis, in Simen Memhe Os Yud Beis, Rabbi Chanan is explaining a comment, a passage in the Shev Shmaitza. The Shmaitza is in Shmaitza Beis Perek Tesvav, where the Shmaitza is explaining something that we spoke about in an earlier Chabura. We discussed when we say that we follow Rov, does that mean that it's a Biror or it's just a Hanhaga? So here, the Shev Shmaitza reiterates that when you have a Rov, a Ruba Delesa Kaman, what he calls a Rov Habam and Hasvara, so that's a much stronger Rov than a statistical Rov of a Ruba de Issa Kaman. And it's because of the strength of the Ruba Delesa Kaman that we consider that person Betoras Vadai. That's the comment of the Shmaitza. Nafkamina there, the context is for Mamzerus. So Rabbi Chanan picks up on this, and he says that there is a difference of a Rov Misvara, which is stronger, versus a Rov Haporish, which is not a Rov Atala Bisvara. That in the case of Ruba Delesa Kaman of Torah's Birur versus Parish Meruba Parish, that's not Torah's Birur, it's a Hanhaga, which is similar to the context of Chazaka, and that's what he comes to now in Yud Beis. He says Chazaka is also only Betoras Hanhaga. This is what we mentioned in our Chabur when we were discussing some of the basic principles of Chazaka, that according to the Shev Shmaitza, the difference between a Rov and a Chazaka is that Rov is a Birur, Chazaka is only Hanhaga. So we mentioned the Nafkamina about the case of the Treyu Trey. So then he quotes Tosfos, who suggests that even a case of Parish is also Betoras Birur. But a case of Chazaka, Tosfos agrees that's not Birur, that's only Hanhaga. He's talking about a Tosfos here in Bava Metzia. So now Rabbi Chanan says something similar. You know, you take what we said about Chazaka and you take it one step further. He says, Tosfos says, when it comes to Niskol and Shinis Arva bin Israfim Diyadunu Bekala Velo Azlina Basa Ruba Lechayev Eskulam Bechamura, why? Mishum Dehavi Tarti Desasri. Tosfos says, when you talk about Chazaka, what does it mean that Rabbeinu Tam says that you don't give the guy the other Misa since he's going to die anyway? Perhaps what he's saying, and certainly in the second Teretz, is Rove is a Birur. And it's impossible to create a Birur that is against reality. If you have an absolute falsehood, you can't create a Birur to contradict that. A Birur is reflecting reality. You can have a Chazaka, you can have a Hanhaga, but not a Birur. What do we have here? Assuming that Tosfos, Rabbi Chanan says, holds that even a Ruba de'Issa Kaman is a Birur, you have two groups of people. You have Niskalin and Nisrafim. The person who you're going to give this onesh to, Lamaisa, if the reality is that he's not chai of this onesh, so you're not going to follow Rove. As opposed to the many cases where we do follow Rove, in the case of the person being a treifa, There we don't have a vados. And it's actually, I think, you know, you could wonder about whether or not this pshat works for the first teretz, but it certainly is really what Tosfos means in the second teretz. What does Tosfos say in the second teretz? A rov can't contravene a sheker. Why not? Why can't a rov contravene a sheker? The answer is because Rabbi Chanan is explaining, at least for sure in the second teretz, I'm not sure how good it is in the first teretz, but certainly in the second, a rov is a birur. According to Tosfos, even a Rubidi Yizakamon is a birur. And a birur can't contravene a fact. If you know bevados that one of the people in this group is Zakai, so to use a rov to give them all the death penalty, you know that one person is getting the death penalty incorrectly. So you are applying a rov, which is a birur, in a case where it contravenes fact. And that's what Rabbi Chanan uses, and I think it explains at least the second teretz. The first teretz, you can wonder, in the case of the Niskolin versus the Nisrafim, is that called contravening a fact? I think you could say that, but one could argue on that. But the principle is that the reason why a rov can't contravene a fact is because a rov is a birur. And the chiddush is that even a ruba de isa kamon constitutes a birur.
Does he bring raya from elsewhere that Tosfos holds that way, or he's just saying
he brings the raya from the Tosfos above Metzia? Okay. Chelik Beis, Simon Mem Hei, Os Yud Beis. Last point. The Ramban on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. The Ramban, in the conclusion of the Gemara, here on the Efshar Delo Efshar, comments on our Psak. Shitas Rashi is that the Rabbanan say it's either Halach L'Moshe Misinai or it's included in Acharav L'Hatos, that Ruba Delesa Kamon is a din to Oraisa, that you follow it. Great. So the Ramban here notes, and the Ramban is also in the Milchamos. The Ramban is in the Milchamos here in the beginning of Chulin. It's on Gimel Amud Beis in the Milchamos. And Dima Masil, Va'od Kasav Harav Valfasi. Rabban says that when you have a Miyot HaMatzui, you have to check, despite the fact that you have a Ruba Delesa Kamon. So Ruba Delesa Kamon we rely on, and we rely on it L'chatchila. But you still have to check when it's a Miyot HaMatzui. So you only rely on it L'chatchila when it's a less than a Miyot HaMatzui concern. The impression that you get from the Milchamos, it's not clear in the Chidushim. He just says, "Aval piki noagu avosenu va'avos avosenu me'ol livdok b'sirchos shibareh mepnei shematzi bahem treifos tadir ve'ein somk lachatchil al ro b'davar shebemiuto matzui." However, you get the impression more from the Milchamos that the Ramban thinks that this is a din to Rabbanan. That the requirement to check for a miyotam, an issue that's more than miyotam atzi, less than rov, is only a din de rabbanan. However, Rav Shechter, when he came to Gruss and we learned Yoredeya, cited a medrash. This is quoted, it's a mechilta. I don't have the Mechilta in front of me. I have the Meshechachma. The Meshechachma is in Parashas Bo, in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud, where he quotes the Mechilta and the Mishkanos Yaakov. The Mishkanos Yaakov we've quoted many times. He's the one who says that the Shir of Miyot HaMatzoi is 10%. So the Mishkanos Yaakov is quoted here by the Meshechachma, who says that Bedikas Harea Miyot HaMatzoi Dehavi Do'oraisa. How does he get that? Because the mechilta on the pasuk miyamim yamima. Let me get it. Hold on. Here. Let me read the mechilta for you.
It's in Shmos.
Okay. The pasuk is v'shamarto esachuka hazos lemoada miyamim yamima. Says the Mechilta, Magid, quote, this is the Mechilta here. Magid sha'adam tzorech livdok es hatfilin achas l'shneim osar chodesh. Ne'emar kan miyamim yamima v'ne'emar lahalon yamim tiegu laso. Ma yamim ha'omar lahalon ein pachas mishneim osar chodesh. Af yamim ha'omurim kan ein pachas mishneim osar chodesh. Divri beis hilal. Be'shamay omrim ein tzorech eino tzorech levod kan olamis shamay azakin omer. Elu tefillin shel avi ima. So the Meshech Chachma doesn't quote our Ramban, but he quotes this Medrash and the Mishkan of Yaakov. And Rav Shechter says, if you look carefully in this Meshech Chachma, you can answer for the Ramban. Because now we have a problem. How can the Ramban say that Bedika Sareya is only to Rabbanon? It sounds like from the Milchamos. Yet, it's clear that this Mechilta learns that there is a Chi of Bedika on the tefillin, Minat Torah. So Meshech Chachma gives an answer. Rav Shechter's application, of course, is brilliant. You have to check every case here. There's also one on Bedikas Chametz, but I think it also fits. The Meshech Chachma says, you know, that's not necessarily a good raya to Bedikas Hareya, because there's a difference between Asei and Alos Asei. You know, there's a whole discussion, Achronim, of Onus. Onus is command alesa, your putter, if you violate an avera ba'onus, but it's not command isa. You don't get a kiyum in a case where you violated, you missed out on an asei ba'onus. It's not command isa. So perhaps he suggests that this is the distinction, that in the case of the lo sasei, the bedika sareya, there, Minat Torah, you don't have to check. Why? Because what's going to happen? Even if a person, God forbid, falls in, but because they relied on the rove, we say, look, it's an onus. Onus, command alesa, I didn't violate an avera. So that's why bedika tasircha on the rea is only midrabanan. But tefillin, you could claim from today till tomorrow that you don't need to check the tefillin, but if the bottom line is, it's nizgala afterwards, that even on a miut, you missed it, you were one of those guys in the miut, then you didn't have any kiyum on your tefillin. And so therefore, perhaps, you are choshish for it. Says his lashon, dekeven derov ein adreif ashuv ein lona lachos lamiut ohochem basaruva v'shuv af echad im echad mini elef yochal treifa lo tisyache zel avera klal ukemo de lo achal dami. Lo kein mezuzah, dim yikara, dim yikra, excuse me, dim yikra la'echot shim mezuzaso te rakev, av shaloi yitzorach lachash lezeh, commander honest on me, mikol mokom, betach lo tisyache se ilov maisa chadash lomar shahay lo mezuzah kshira. Nimtza, do lo kiyim ha-mitzvah, im kein shap yitzorach livdok v'nachal. So according to this chiddush of Rav Shechter, that's the answer to the Ramban and the Melchamas. The reason why you don't have to check in the case of the Sirchas Hareya, it's because it's an Isser, as opposed to a mitzvah, which is the Mechilta. So to summarize, we addressed five nekudos. Number one was the Tosfos who compared Karbonos on Shabbos to Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos. And according to Rav Yitzchak Elchanan, that his Chiddush, that Karbonos on Shabbos are Dechuya, so then Pikuach Nefesh will be Dechuya, according to Tosfos, his Diak and Tosfos. But if you say no, Karbonos on Shabbos are Hutra, then you have to answer those two Tosfos in, the Tosfos in Brachos and the Tosfos in Yevamos, and then you would also say Pikuach Nefesh is Hutra, because Tosfos connects them. The second issue was the Ramban about Evarim Evarim. So we connected that, we saw that the Ramban was Lishitaso of Tosas and Nidan Daf Samach Vavam and Beis, that Lachatchila Doraisa is Shayach by Mitzvahs. This is one example. The third issue we talked about was the Ramban's question of Rov HaTolei B'maisa, Lagabi Rov B'ilo Zachar Abal. So first of all, Tosfos in Brachora says that's not called a Rov HaTolei B'maisa when you're talking about people. The Ramban says it's because here the Miyat is also Tolei B'maisa, or maybe we could suggest that this is not really a Rov HaTolei B'maisa because the Nidon is about the child. It's like the pair of tefillin that you found, not about buying them. The fourth issue we talked about was the taruvus of the Niskolin and the Nisrafim, where Tosa's second teretz in Zvachim and the Tosa's teretz in Sanhedrin is that you don't say a rove l'chayev es hazaka mikol v'kol, that a rove can't contravene the reality. And why is that? So explains Rabbi Chanan, based on the Shev Shmaitza, that Tosa's shita is that even if it's a Ruba de Isa come on, that's a Birur, and a Birur can't contravene the reality. And then the last issue is this issue of the Ramban, the Maskana of the Sugya, that we say that you do have to check when it's a Miyat HaMatzah. The Ramban sounds like it's only Mid Rabbanan, even though the Mechilta sounds like checking your tefillin is Doraisa, so if Shechter is Miyashiv, based on this Meshachachma, that there's a difference between an Asay, where the lack of the kiyum, the onus, the relying on the rove, won't help you. At the end of the day, you don't have your mitzvah. And therefore, minat Torah, you do have to ensure that you are mekayim it. You can't be somich on the rove when there is a miyat hamatzui. As opposed to, in the case of a lav, because we have a din d'oraisa, whether it's halacha moshe b'sin or acharam lahatos, that you can rely on the rove, so you rely on the rove. And if it went bad, you rely on the gezeras hakasif onus, and it's kaman d'leis adami.